Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you in the journey. Today's episode is for Maundy Thursday, or in some traditions, it's called Holy Thursday. And in our question about our journey, where are we with Jesus this week? On Maundy Thursday, we find ourselves at the Passover dinner with Jesus and his disciples. And it is at this dinner where Jesus says something surprising that his followers are a little bit confused by, but it is all in his way of modeling what it means to be a disciple, or what disciple actually means, a student of Jesus. So let's hear about this meal.
All right. Well, our passage today comes from the Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter, and it is the first through the 17th verse and the 31st through the 35th verse. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So why does this matter on this Maundy Thursday? You know, as I read this passage, Jesus is doing some of the most menial tasks, which, you know, as a leader, he probably could have had a servant or a slave come in and do. And yet he does them himself to emphasize the character of God and God's people, which is about humility and service to others. And that service is born in love. The other thing about this is that for me, I think Jesus puts himself in this incredible place of vulnerability, not just humility. I mean, he takes off his outer cloak, he wraps a towel around himself, and he kneels at the feet. And that is a sign of subservience, if you
Yeah.
will, and just really opens himself up to vulnerability. So the example and the model that he's setting here is tremendous, but it's one that's really difficult for us in this time and age to really open ourselves and be vulnerable to those around us. But he very carefully challenges these disciples who are his students to do the same. You know, God is glorified in our humble service. So when we act in alignment with God's character, like engaging in acts of humble service to others, not because it's our responsibility or our duty or our obligation or because we want a claim for it, but simply because we have a deep and abiding love for others and those who are othered by us, by our actions and by our words, that's what glorifies God. That's what gives glory to God, and that is what we are called to do. It's interesting, the song we sing, and we're very familiar with, "Humble Yourself Before the Lord." I
Oh,
think
yeah.
Jesus would say in this case, "Humble yourself before others," and that's a tough charge and a powerful charge all at the same time.
So I want to go back to where you said not out of duty or obligation. So
Yeah.
you know, sometimes we do acts of humble service because we want someone to tell us we did a good job or sometimes obviously we do acts of humble service begrudgingly because it's our responsibility. But the whole idea that you do it out of love is complicated, I think, for people because it's like, well, if I don't love them, do I still have to do acts of humble service for them? Maybe I'm just looking for a loophole. But I remember my dad used to always say, I don't know where he had read it, but he would say, some people say that you do good things for those you love. But in reality, we love those we do good things for. When you do the
Yeah.
good things for someone, that's how your love begins to grow in new ways for them in those interactions. And I just thought that kind of describes what Jesus, what's going on here,
Yeah.
Jesus and the disciples. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It makes me think. We do, my wife and I do some service in the community, and sometimes we're joined by people who are obviously doing it out of court-ordered community service.
Ah, yeah.
I'd be interested to talk to them sometime because that's a great perspective to think, you know, that we learn to love those we do service for. So
Yeah.
I wonder if it changes the hearts sometimes of those who are doing it for those reasons.
All right.
Well, some questions we might ask ourselves are, am I willing to humble myself in front of others to be vulnerable? And what does that look like in my life? Is love for others part of my character? Would be another question.
That's a really hard question when you really start to look at that. I mean, it's a short question, but it's a difficult question.
Yeah, it really is. So, how can we experience that this week, Karen?
Oh gosh. I guess it's not really this week when we put the outline together. It's today, which is Monday, Thursday. So how can we kind of do that
That's true.
today? So today for Monday, Thursday, just keep in mind kind of how can I glorify God today? What act of service, what act of humble service can I do for someone else without wanting anything in return? And I think that's probably a good way to kind of honor the intent of this version of the scripture for Monday, Thursday.
Great. Well, our blessing today might surprise some of our listeners, but it comes from Confucius, because Confucius had something to say about character. If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there be beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the house. If there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And if there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. Well, thanks for joining us for Maundy Thursday. We hope to have you join us again tomorrow for Good Friday and again on Holy Saturday. And we invite you, as always, to join us at Coffee to Go for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.